episode is powered by Safety FM. Welcome to Safety Talks, a podcast about all things safety, as defined by you, with your host, Steve Sisson, on Safety FM.
Welcome to Safety Talks. My name is Steve Sisson, and thank you for joining. On today's podcast, we're going to be talking about a few things. I do want to tell you about my week. My week was pretty interesting, although I thought it was going to be boring. You know, a lot of us safety individuals or professionals who have certifications like ASP, CSP, whatever certification you have, you've got to go to conventions. You've got to make sure that you are keeping your, essentially, your CUEs up, you know, continuing education units, and making sure you're going to conventions to stay on top of the newest trends, the newest things in safety and stuff like that. Well, this week I went to ASSP's Safety 23. To say I was excited is a overstatement. I truly do not like seminars. I really like people when I get to know them, but networking is just not my thing. So I had to go to this convention and sit there for 3 days and listen to people talk. I was not excited. I don't get excited about those things. I mean, if I knew people there and we were there to meet and have a good time and sit through some classes, that's one thing. But honestly, other than a few people that I follow on social media, I knew nobody there. And even the people I follow don't know me, which is okay. That's kind of where I live in my life of safety. But to my surprise, ASSP Safety 23 was actually very fun. I'm notorious for going to conventions and signing up for classes and sitting through, 3 or 4 minutes and getting bored and walking out. The ASSP convention itself was really good. It was really good. A lot of good speakers. And I found myself, for the first time, actually sitting through the full keynote speaker sessions. Well, at least the first and the last. The first one was really good. We had a singer there, and I forget his name, something Yuri. But it was a good session. A lot of speeches from the ASSP Council and the president, and you know, all of the regional presidents and all of that good stuff. But the singer really was trying to, you know, get us to understand that anything can be whatever you wanted if you put music to it, I suppose. And there was a lot of good things, and it was just overall fun. He had some comedy in there. He had some, a couple little sad stories, a couple funny stories. Anyway, I sat through the whole thing, and that's something that I don't typically do. So I was actually proud of myself. I made a conscious effort to really stick it out in the sessions throughout the couple days, and I did very well. I made it to almost all the sessions I signed up for, which was about 4, maybe 5 per day. A lot of good speakers. It was a really good time, and to be honest, I learned stuff, and I know that's what we go there for. A couple of my favorite ones was one, and I'm not going to put names out there of who the speakers were, even though I probably should. I just don't have it in front of me. One was about how to shoot awesome safety videos. And to be honest, I'm working on safety videos now for the company I'm working for and for a few other companies. And I learned some stuff on what to use, what not to use, how music really pumps up the safety videos or the training videos. Just an overall good session. Another one that I found was really good was how to make safety fun or funny. And, you know, ultimately, that's how you get, it's one of the ways you get people to understand your message and get your point across in a way that's engaging, personal, and hopefully people will be able to take away the message you were trying to give by doing that. And the presenter, and I'll just throw his name out there, was Tim, did a very good job. Very good job. I haven't seen a presentation done that well in a long time. And then there was some rudimentary or some very safety 101 courses that I took, which, you know, they had a good spin on them, you know, like SMART goals. One of the speakers talked about SMARTY goals. She added a few things to it, and they're relevant, and I think they will definitely work in industry. But a lot of people, you know, I sit back and think that I've been in this industry for, almost 20 years now, And sometimes things are just so safety 101 that I don't think I need to sit through them. And I've got to get away from that mindset because, you know, I can always take away a different perspective. And I do forget at the ASSP meetings, there's a lot of people that are coming into the safety field that just don't know these things already. So it's good to be in there and just to watch the excitement on some people's faces while they're going through these courses was pretty cool. I really did think that was very neat. So overall, the ASSP Safety 23, in my opinion, was a great conference. I do think I'm going to do that again. Probably not till Safety 25, though, just because of what I mentioned before and my absolute love of conferences. I will say that, you know, if you're an outgoing person and you want to meet people and you want to do something and be somebody in the industry, this is a place to go. This is one of the places to go because you can meet so many influential people. So many people that can help you get on the right track, stay on the right track, or just give you advice on how to find the track you're looking for. So it's very good for a lot of people. And networking is one of the things that you should definitely be doing when you're there. Talk to people. You know, they had this thing, and this was in San Antonio. They had something on the Riverwalk where it was kind of like a social party. And typical Steve style, you know, I sign up for it because hey, I think maybe I'll meet a few people. I didn't talk to anybody. So the only person I talked to was the bartender when I gave him my ticket and asked for my beer. So networking, not my thing. Now, if I'm in a situation where I'm presenting or I need to be the handshaker, I can definitely do that. But when it's me to walk up to somebody and say, hey, how you doing? Where are you from? Yeah, that's small talk stuff. I really struggle with that. And that's something that I'm working on because, you know, it is a great skill to have, especially if you're in a safety field, maybe in a consulting role. Now, people in a consulting role definitely need to be people, persons. Anyway, you know what I mean? They need to be that kind of person because they got to build a business. A lot of us in the safety field, we work for a company, and for the most part, we're not building a business. We are running a business of safety. Now, when it comes to networking, if I'm doing something with a company, like the company I work for, I will go out of my way to introduce myself. But to total strangers that have nothing in common, or should they in common, that have nothing that we can talk about immediately, I really struggle. So that is my take on ASSP Safety 23. And then finally on that point, and that's not all, I suppose, is the exhibitors. The exhibitors are pretty cool. Now, I work in transportation, and ASSP is really geared more towards, you know, construction and things like that. So there's a lot of PPE, a lot of training modules of sorts, a lot of technology companies to manage your HS&E programs. But when it came down to transportation, there was only a handful of companies there that did anything with transportation. So the exhibit wasn't great for me, but it was cool to walk through and just see all the new technologies out there, even though it didn't apply. Overall, a success. I enjoyed my time there. And like I said, I think I would do it again. Probably check out the National Safety Council next, just to see what that's like. And at that one, next year or this year coming up, I don't know when it is. I know I will have some people that I know at that one, which would make it a lot easier for me to network because, you know, once I meet somebody or I know somebody, then I can talk with them. And if they're a people person, then I'll get to meet people a little bit easier. The other part of my week, which just ended, I don't know, a couple hours ago, is softball. My daughter is in softball. She started it when she was 12. She wanted to, well, she was about 11 and a half, almost 12. She said, hey, I want to try out for the softball team. So we got a glove, we got some balls, and we went to play catch. She couldn't catch. So I found that to be a problem. So we spent some time practicing. We started hitting a little bit. And you know, just like you're teaching a young child, it's gonna take some time for them to learn. She got into Little League, struggled for her first season, which is okay, it's her first year. And she's playing with girls that have been playing since they're 5 years old. So, you know, they know what they're doing. And my daughter had no clue. But she is a fast learner. Fast forward a couple years. She's now 13. Well, year and a half. She's now 13. She's out of Little League, and she's now got herself into a club team. So, more advanced players. Some players that are very advanced at their age. A lot of players that are 10 and 11 playing in the 13-year-old league because they're so good. She got herself into a team, and, you know, we're supporting her with, you know, hitting lessons. You know, they're in practice all the time. I practice with her. And it's just really fun to get out there and watch the sport. I mean, I absolutely love baseball. And I'm now diving headfirst into softball, which is pretty cool to see my daughter out there. But, you know, as a parent, I'm sure people who are listening to this podcast will say, as a parent, you're a little nervous for your child because if they make an error, they're going to feel bad. I'm the same way. But we teach them, you know, errors are going to happen. And we've got to try to figure out how to prevent them from happening. And then it started leading me to how do I, you know, make a correlation between safety and softball. And I was on my way home from the game today thinking about it. How do I do that? And I was thinking, you know, maybe the safety manager or director or vice president of safety, maybe they're the pitcher and they're out there controlling everything. But then I thought about that. I was like, you know what? That analogy doesn't seem to work. Maybe safety's the coach. Maybe safety's the coach. You know, we get everybody in for practice and we teach them how to do things, you know, and then we send them on their way and hopefully they do it right. Now I know anybody listening to this, you can probably poke holes in this. This is a new theory I'm working on, but roll with me here. So let's just say safety is the coach and our players are different departments. So you maybe have your pitchers, the operations manager, director of transportation, maybe the first baseman. You get where I'm going with this. So we get people come into our organization, we get them trained, and that's just like practice. We get them, we show them how to do it. We teach them, we give them tricks, we give them tips and techniques, we give them the processes, the rule books, that kind of thing. And we say, okay, now we've given you all these tools, go take it for a spin. So they get out on the field and they try it out. They try it out and see how it works. You know, utilizing the coach as the safety or the trainer or both, that's kind of where everything starts. You know, you got to start with your fundamentals. You've got to work through your processes. You've got to audit your results. So, in other words, in a safety analogy would be you're auditing your performance, you're looking for errors, you're looking for what's being done right, you're trying to emulate what another player is doing right, a lot of different things like that. And I just thought that was interesting. So I thought, what the heck, you know, let's see how I can make safety and softball work together. And I think I got something there. I think that, you know, if you take something that you really love and you apply it in a way where people can understand it, and, you know, it doesn't have to be safety. It could be operations. It could be distribution. It could be warehousing. It could be anything, but you apply it to something that you really love and you train it as though it's a sport. You train it as you are training a professional athlete. You've got to give them all the tools to get the job right, done right. You're going to give them all the practice they need so they're proficient. I just thought it was fun, and I'm gonna work with this theory or this analogy a little bit, and I'm going to hone it in, and let's see if I can really turn it into something that is something. I have no idea. Don't know where I'm going with it, but I do feel like there's something there. And you know, I will say about some of the presentations I saw this week, they did say make it personal. And that one stuck with me. So that's what I'm going to work on. I'm going to make this personal. Right now, what I love is watching my daughter play softball. So why not talk about it? And why not do it on a podcast and incorporate safety? So this is Safety Talks. Thank you guys very much for listening. Please reach out to me on LinkedIn if you need to find me. Steve Sisson, and this is Safety Talks. Have a safe week.